John Decker, White House correspondent, live, national correspondent, joining us. John, good morning on this Wednesday. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Zach. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks. Well, John, I don't want to sound like the Allstate ad. I've been around a little bit over the years, and I was talking about presidential styles and White Houses, and I think I'm building my case. You're an attorney, so I'll build my case quickly.
Okay.
I think this president relies on some key advisors, domestic and foreign, more than a lot of past presidents. I think he relies on them quite a bit, and even when he speaks and they dial it back, he doesn't argue and refute. The fact that they put him out there yesterday with no major policy positions or actions or plans to lower record-high gas prices, biggest inflation in 40-plus years, even if there was a slight slow in April, the point is it's 8.3, 8.4%, highest gas and oil prices we've ever seen, with no plan other than blaming Republicans and blaming Putin and the war in Ukraine. I thought it was maybe one of the lowest moments of this White House, maybe up there with the debacle of departing the week of Afghanistan. I mean that sincerely, because to get out there and blame when people like Corey here in our studios had a scratch on her credit card yesterday afternoon and wasn't taking it at the gas pump. She had $25 and she got nervous because it only put about 5 gallons in her car, a quarter of a tank. And this is starting to get real, real fast, and the president has no answers. And I thought yesterday was an embarrassment. Now, I may be totally off base, so I'll stand corrected by you any day of the week.
No, I don't think you're off base at all. You know, that was my viewpoint as well. And I say that as a White House correspondent. I say that as someone who covers President Biden every day, who got a heads up from the administration that yesterday was going to be the day that there would be a major policy announcement concerning the issue of inflation. And it's a head scratcher to me why he spent that entire address, or most of that address, criticizing and blaming others without offering up any policy prescriptions for dealing with the issue of inflation, like high gas prices, for instance. No policy announcements made by the president yesterday. That's why I say it's a head scratcher. I'm waiting and waiting, and there was nothing there. And I don't see anything that will be announced by the president today when he travels to Illinois either on the issue of inflation. So you're right. This team that the president has at the White House put him out there. And, you know, people like you, people like me, we're all disappointed because we just want to hear from the president something, not just that it's his top domestic issue. I hear and feel your pain, but what are you going to do about it?
I'm sorry, John. This one, J-Dog, do you mind playing for John Decker? He heard everything yesterday, but I just want to kind of redo clip number 9 about the tasting. This was a bizarre. Go ahead, J-Dog.
No, you got to be frustrated. I know. I can taste it. Frustrated by high prices, by gridlock in Congress, by the time it takes to get anything done. Believe me, I understand the frustration.
I can taste it. Believe me, so don't be as mad, because I when's the last time you think President Biden put his own credit card in a pump to pump gas in the SUV with Secret Service?
Well, yeah, you're right. You know, he had to reach all the way back to the time that he was a child talking about issues of, you know, balancing family budgets. It's something that you and I do. Every time we fill up our gas tank, we're reminded how bad this inflation problem is. And for some people, you know, that have long commutes, that's really painful, $100 to fill up your car or truck. And so it's great that the president says he feels our pain, but I think that most Americans don't just want to hear those comments, don't just want to hear the president or see the president when he travels outside the Beltway. They want to hear what the administration is going to do about this problem. One thing he could do with a stroke of a pen is to have a federal gas tax holiday. That's 18 cents per gallon savings. That adds up. It really does. The White House says they've been mulling this idea for a while. Well, the war started in Ukraine on February the 24th, and here we are in mid-May, and the administration still has not pulled the trigger on that one particular item, which would actually have a big difference.
And John Decker, before I let you go, it's very clear to me, because I've watched the U.S. Senate race here in New Hampshire with Democrat incumbent Senator Maggie Hassan really pivot in her marketing and paid advertising to all about Roe v.
Yeah.
Wade, all about abortion, you know, sort of taking advantage of that leak in Roe v. Wade and the concern that they may overturn that or nullify it so it comes back to the states. And it seems to me that the summer, if people are continuing to pay record energy prices and inflation, it's going to be a wrestling match with Democrats trying to kind of, because they have the vote today, to kind of keep abortion up there as the issue to make people forget about the pocketbook issues. But when the economy's going down and we're rising interest rates, going into maybe a recession, I think of the Bill Clinton presidency, where it was all about the economy, and it probably helped make his presidency or save it. And then I could even go back to when I interviewed Bill Clinton the first time as news director at WMUR-TV, and he was kind of a nobody in the race. But then Ross Perot and an recession brought down former President Bush Sr., who had a more than 90% approval after Kuwait. So I'm looking at this going, economy, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think you're wrong. But that being said, this has energized a certain segment of the Democratic base, and I don't think they were energized before. I made the point that I think that this leak, and ultimately the opinion that we'll see in about a month's time from the Supreme Court, and the opinion itself, that's the substance, will energize certain segments of the Democratic Party. It will change the dynamic. Does that mean that Democrats now hold on to the House and hold on to the Senate? No, it does not. It just changes the dynamics. But I think at the end of the day, to your point, for most Americans, not all, but for most Americans, the number one issue that they are telling pollsters that they care about most right now is the issue of inflation, is the economy. And I don't think that changes between now and November, the midterm elections.
John Decker, thank you very much. White House National Correspondent, live GMI Studios. Thank you, John.
Thanks a lot, Jack. Have a great day.